This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Yeah, you know, yesterday was a pretty rough day for the corn market. You got to think the outlook numbers had something to do with it. Double-digit losses there on front month, and then these didn't get worked over near as much. You know, but you come in here today in a little bit of a, calmer market, if you will, as you headed into the overnight session and whatnot, the pause beamed up just a little bit. But, you know, essentially a 94 million acre number on corn, I don't think it's anything outlandish. It's just that combined with the stocks number, you know, 1.965 is probably viewed as fairly bearish. I mean, especially when you're talking a 1.54 right now, as far as your current situation. My personal thoughts is that maybe it's a little bit supported, though, at 84 million acres for soybeans. And then the other thing I would say is that I think those numbers have a chance to adjust even more yet. I could see, you know, corn acreage moving higher and bean acreage moving lower from here due to what we've seen as far as economics are concerned.
So, Matt, could we already see those changes reflected in the March planning intentions report coming out at the end of March, if that does occur?
Yeah, I mean, we got to remember Outlook Forum is not a survey-based approach, you know, and so March 31st is, and so there's no question, you know, that you have a tendency, in my opinion, especially with what growers have been telling us, you know, you could see a fairly big number there.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next. February means many farmers and ranchers are knee-deep in the worst season of all, tax season. What if you could make farm taxes easy? Ambrook is the proven solution for managing your farm finances. Have your tax forms ready in minutes with transactions tied to Schedule F reporting. Prepare a balance sheet designed for your farm and an income statement that you can split by commodity. Put down the receipts and pick up Ambrook. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today for a 30-day free trial. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. March corn unchanged at 464 and 3 quarters. March soybeans up 5 and 3 quarters at 1028 and a half. March soybean meal up 70 cents at 291.60. March soybean oil up 4 cents at 44.79. Chicago wheat up 5 and 3 quarters at 552 and a half. Minneapolis wheat up 7 and a quarter at 594 and a quarter. Kansas City hard red wheat up 5 cents at 576 and a quarter. On the Merck, April live cattle down 75 cents at 195.37. March feeder cattle up 62 cents at 277.07. April lean hogs up 95 cents at 85.32. And Class 3 milk up 4 cents at 19.04. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.